From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
We really need to go out this weekend and buy something, don't we? We need to change the narrative, get out there and spend a bit of dough.
Absolutely. The retailers definitely need that. So, yeah, spending's still in the doldrums, Mike. And, you know, petrol prices, I mean, oil's been on the rise in the last few days, but petrol prices have been falling. But, yeah, Kiwi consumers aren't sharing the love with other retailers. They're still sort of hunkering down. So May electronic card transaction spending in retail industries, that was down 0.2% from April on a seasonally adjusted basis to 6.5 billion. Spending on fuel fell 2.4%, but there wasn't much joy for other categories. So excluding those prices, core retail industries were down 0.2%. Spending on long-lasting items, that was down 0.5%. Spending on consumables, that was down 0.1%. There was some brightness for hospo, that actually edged up 0.1%. And also spend on motor vehicles, that was up 2.6%. Overall spending, that was up 0.3% to $9 billion. But a lot of it's been supported, Mike, by spending on essentials. So medical and healthcare, and I suppose that's understandable. If we want to spin things a little bit more positively, if we look at May this year versus May last year, spending is actually up 2.1%. So it is better than a year ago. Retail spending up 0.9%. And those 2 month-on-month rises are the largest such rises since Feb 2024. And let's look at some upper brightness. We've got around half of mortgages coming up for repricing over the next 6 months. So the picture may become more encouraging yet. But, yeah, let's get out and spend this weekend, Mike, and for the retail sector's sake.
Oracle, good result, good numbers.
Yeah, love that name as well. Shares up 14%, came in with a cracker result. The AI narrative is well and truly still around, Mike. It's all about the cloud. So their revenues are up 11% to $16 billion. Net income up $300 million to $3.4 billion. Cloud sales up 27%, $6.7 billion. Cloud infrastructure sales up 52%, $3 billion. And there's a lot more growth coming. Oracle says cloud infrastructure revenue is going to rise more than 70% this year. So they're a major player here. They're renting out computing power and storage. They're targeting clients like Amazon, OpenAI, XAI, Meta, and the like. And they're really doing well. So it's all about getting data center capacity. There's frenetic demand for that with AI. So they're spending big time to sort of generate this capacity. So capital expenditures are set to more than triple to $21.2 billion, and it's paying off. Bookings up 6% in the quarter, and Larry Ellison, the chairman, he reckons things are going to step up from here big time. He said they've had orders that have said, "We'll take all the capacity you have, whatever it is."
Wow.
He says, "We've never had an order like that before." There's also the Stargate project, so it's a joint venture led by Oracle, OpenAI, SoftBank. It's investing up to $500 billion in AI infrastructure in the US by 2029, so that's going to add to the mix. So, yeah, investors like what they heard. Shares, Mike, are up 65% since late April. Investors are growing more optimistic that tariffs and geopolitical issues won't affect the software industry or AI demand. It looks like that's rightly so.
Good story. Now, the number out overnight, this wholesale number at 0.1, 2.6 annualised, expecting 0.2. So I'm assuming that went down reasonably well.
Your assumption is correct, yes. So the US indices are all up on that. So, yeah, it's another tame inflation read. We talked about CPI yesterday. Inflation and tariffs in particular are showing up in places. So cost of durable goods, such as appliances, that increased over 4%. That was the most since January 2023. And computer equipment, that was up 1.1%. But overall, these trade duties are yet to make an appearance. As sort of mentioned yesterday, a bit of it might be about companies hoarding goods ahead of that April 2 tariff announcement. And also, I suppose it takes time for charges to make their way through the real economy. So, yeah, it's a encouraging read, but I think the real test is going to come in the months ahead. I mean, we've got 55% tariffs on Chinese goods. That's more than double where it was pre-Liberation Day. That's going to have an impact. Although I suppose investors are still dealing with some mixed messages. So Besson, he said overnight that the July 7 pause deadline might be extended for some bigger trading partners. Now Trump's come out and said he's going to send out letters in the next couple of weeks setting out unilateral tariff rates to impose on dozens of economies. So, okay. Yeah, look, inflation's pretty tame at the moment, but that could well change. Mike,
lay some numbers on me.
So investors love the Oracle numbers and loved the inflation print. So the Dow up 0.2%, 42.931. S&P 500 up 0.3%, 64.2. NASDAQ up 0.2%. FTSE 100, that was up 0.2%. We had a week. The UK economy contracted more than expected, and then tariffs did play a part there. Nikkei down 0.7%, 38.173. ASX 200 down 0.3%. NZX 50 was also down 0.3%. There for us. So gold, it was up $28, $3,383 an ounce. Oil up 25 cents. This is worth watching, Mike. So oil's creeping up towards 70 a barrel, so we're at 68.4 at the moment on geopolitical tensions, particularly in the Middle East. Yep. And the currencies are the Kiwi is up against US dollar by 0.5%, 60.6. Australian dollar also higher, 92.9. 44.6 against the pound, and Japanese yen, 87 even.
You have a good weekend. Catch up next week. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.